Here's Shakeout Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The Pine Plains Highway Department is performing road reconstruction and will be closing the town of Pine Plains section of Silvernails Road, Calton Town Line, to Patchen's Mill during daytime working hours in order to facilitate that process. Work is scheduled to begin today for a duration of 2 days. The work will be dependent, of course, on weather. Well, the Murphy Open, the tournament where the only rule is there's no rules, tees off for the 23rd year today at the Egremont Country Club in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Proceeds from this year's tournament will benefit the Sunday in the Country food drive. Kent seniors are invited to lunch today at the Kent Senior Center, 16 Swifts Lane. The center opens at 11:30 for activities before the luncheon at 12:30. Transportation to and from a home to the senior center is available through the Northwest Connecticut Transit District at 860-906-7433. By the way, suggested donation is $4 per person, and advance registration are required by calling 860-927-2055. Sharon Board of Education has their meeting set for 6 o'clock tonight at Sharon Center School. Also tonight, the Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has their meeting at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Board of Finance meeting is coming up in Falls Village tonight, the regular meeting at 6:30, and then right after that, the Board of Selectmen will meet at 7 p.m. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting coming up tonight at 6:30. A request from Jim Dresser, PZC Determination, General Statute Section 824, a referral regarding the potential approval to lease the town-owned property known as Holly Block to the Salisbury Housing Committee for the construction of affordable rentals. Meanwhile, the Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting. That is coming up on June 13th at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. A blood drive sponsored by the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad will be held at Town Hall in Salisbury at the meeting room at 27 Main Street on Thursday the 14th from 11 till 4. 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment, or 1-800-733-2767. You can visit them online at redcrossblood.org. Lyme and other tick-borne diseases have impacted the lives of many in the Hudson Valley. Coming up on Thursday the 14th from 6 to 8 p.m., learn about the latest research findings and prevention recommendations at a panel discussion being held by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York, being offered in collaboration with Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, featuring experts in science, medicine, and public health. After panelists provide brief updates, Barrett will moderate questions from the audience. It's being held at the Carey Institute Auditorium. More information is available online at careyinstitute.org. The event is free, but you need to contact Carey and let them know you're coming. The White Hart Inn presents New York Times bestselling author Simon Winchester on the 14th, tracing the development of technology from the industrial age to the digital age in the modern world at 6 p.m. Well, the 7th Annual Sunset Music Series will kick off this week in Canaan, Connecticut, Rain or Shine, brought to you by the Couch Pipa VFW Post 6851 and Auxiliary, live music, food, vendors, car, and motorcycle crews. More information on Facebook, Sunset Music Series. Coming up on the opening, June 14th, Seldom Heard Country Band. By the way, on the 21st, Weebo and Friends, and the 28th, Southern Voice. This runs through the end of August. It's at the Canaan VFW Couch Pipa Post on Route 7 in Canaan. June 14th through the 17th, Shakespeare's The Tempest, a musical, will be performed in Great Barrington at St. James Place. Senior citizens across the six towns of Region 1 invited to the annual Spring Social on Friday at noon at the Grove in Lakeville. The free luncheon is hosted by the Recreation Departments of Cornwall, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon. The social includes a buffet luncheon prepared by Mises Restaurant, door prizes, and bingo. Seating is limited. Reservations are required by contact Mike Beck at 860-435-5191. June 15th, the Red Hook Public Library, Red Hook Rocks, the library's third annual summer front porch concert series, kicks off with live music from Lanny Boldy, Tom Starcy, Jan Ross, Denise Jalbert, Ethan Campbell. Bring blankets or chairs and picnic dinners to relax on the lawn. The library will provide lemonade and shade tents 5 till 8 p.m. An opening reception for Ellen Granader's exhibit, My Life with Clay, so far. The Knox Gallery, Monterey Library on June 15th from 5:30 till 7:30. That exhibit can be viewed during library hours at Knox Gallery, Monterey Library on Main Road in Monterey. You're also invited to join them for a closing reception on Friday the 20th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. Ankrum Community Cleanup Day happens on Saturday the 16th from 9 till 12 p.m. rain or shine at the Ankrum Town Garage. A donation of non-perishable food items for local food pantry is the price of admission. You can bring furniture, appliances, metal, glass, pots, pans, TV, computers, computer screens, electronics, batteries, tires off their rims, $2, tires on rims, $5, rims without their tires are free, large tractor or truck tires, $25. More information at 518-329-6190. The 9th Annual Open Your Eyes Studio Tour Preview Party will be held on Saturday at the Warrentown Center. It's free. RSVP at openyoureyestour.org or 860-618-0075, put on by the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council. On Saturday, June 16th at 4 p.m., Melissa G. Braislin, Stroke Program Coordinator, Speech Pathologist, and Director of Rehab Services at Charron Hospital, will discuss stroke awareness. Topics include how to know if you or someone else is having a stroke and what to do, current treatments for stroke and its after effects, and prevention steps, including information about diet and exercise. More information on hours and events at 518-325-4101 or visit rojandlibrary.org on the web. The Montgomery Lodge No. 13 in Lakeville is continuing its tradition of monthly lobster sales. The next lobster sale will be held on Saturday, June 16th, and coming up on July 21st, August 18th, and September 15th. Lobsters can be picked up between 4 and 6 on the day of the sale at 41 Charron Road in Lakeville, outside the lodge. Lobsters average 1 1/3 pounds at a price of $16 each and can be ordered by calling 860-435-9722. Additionally, raw or steamed clams are available for $7 a dozen. Friday with the twilight at the Garden Cocktail Party at the Wasaic Project Summer Benefit, celebrate the 10th Annual Summer Exhibition, Change of State, explore Max and Mill, win art prizes, and the Arts Darts Raffle. Enjoy craft beer, cocktails, and food from Trough Catering from 5 till 8 p.m. A songwriter showcase hosted by Lance Middlebrook will take place on Saturday at 7:30 at the Northeast Millerton Annex on Century Boulevard. The audience will hear stories and inspiration behind the songs by the musicians who wrote them. The program will feature Bill Benson, George Potts, Carrie Johnson, and Roger Cohen. Doors open at 7. A $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. Dewey Hall's annual Father's Day Pancake Breakfast takes place on Sunday from 8 until 11, a quarter-century tradition that not only brings the community together, but helps raise some much-needed funds for the hall. Enjoy outdoor grilled pancakes with real maple syrup, sausage, and local blueberries. $7 for adults, $3 for children under 12, free for kids 6 and younger. Historic Dewey Hall is at 91 Main Street in Sheffield. The Stanford Grange is hosting its annual Strawberry Festival Sunday, June 17th from 2 till 4 p.m. at the Stanford Grange Hall on the front lawn. The menu includes traditional picnic fare, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, potato salad, Italian macaroni salad, baked beans, cold beverages, and homemade strawberry shortcake for dessert made with their local hand-picked strawberries. $12 per person with reservations, $15 per person without reservations. More information at 845-723-4772. Bring dad and family to a Sheffield American Legion Hall on Route 7 for Father's Day roast beef dinner, Sunday, June 17th from 5 until 7 p.m., sponsored by the Cancer Terminators Relay for Life team, raising money to fight the devastating disease. Dinners are $25 for adults, $10 for children 12 and under. Door prizes of 50-50 will be part of the fun. Tickets or more information, contact Emily at 413-329-7224. June 17th, Great Barrington, the Mahewi, beloved and groundbreaking experimental folk singer Annie DeFranco is on the Rise Up Tour promoting and the release of her latest album, Binary. That's at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 25,316.53, the NASDAQ at 7,645.51, and the S&P 500 at 2,779.03. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.